My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth.
Someone can say victory.
Victory!
Hallelujah. And when I'm going to start preaching already. Amen. Victory. And it doesn't come from my end. It's nothing that I did, but Jesus Christ. Amen. If we are able to lift Him up, praise God, and let the world know, amen, that who am I, praise God, in Christ? Who am I in this world? Who am I? People need to see Jesus Christ. Praise God. In me. Someone say in me. Amen. See, John the Baptist, he was the one. The singing was good. And I was coming out saying, oh yeah, let's talk about I'll never be the same again and all these things. But I'm already in preaching mode. Amen. Praise God. So John the Baptist, he baptized Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen to where I'm going with this. So he's the baptizer. Dunked him in water, came out. The Holy Ghost came down like a dove. Even the voice of God was heard. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is John the Baptist who said, I must decrease in order that Jesus Christ, say his name at home, say his name, in order that Jesus Christ will increase. Amen. Now, had that been some people I know, and even Lincoln would have had to be, you know, bring him into control. Check me out, man. I'm the one who baptized Jesus Christ. Wasn't that guy over there? Wasn't that church over there? Wasn't that denomination over there? It was me. I put him down. I put him under. He came to me and said, John, you need to baptize me. You need to shut up. Amen. Can we still say that word? Anyways. Amen. This is John the Baptist. Moses would have said, you know, or could have said rather, Moses could have said, I'm done with these people. They got themselves cursed for 40 years. Goodbye, I'm out of here. You think I'm going to hang around and eat manna for 40 years and then just get a glimpse of the promised land and not to get the crossover? But Moses hung around with his people for 40 years. Amen. Now you know what was being preached for almost 2 hours on the French side. Praise God. We're going to touch a little bit of that in a few minutes. I welcome every one of you. Amen. And I thank God today that we have another opportunity to talk about Jesus Christ and what he did. Praise God. Amen. I can talk about anything and everything that I've done, and that gets nowhere. Amen. The Bible says that glory is vain. You're wasting your time. Praise God. So we may as well talk about Jesus. Someone say his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Try that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let the world know, praise God, who we are in Christ. Amen. See, so many scriptures when we read it, and I know it's a song service, but amen. I'm going to keep going. And there's so many scriptures where we read where it says in Christ Jesus, not in religion. Well, in my church, some people don't even have a church. They're staying home. Thank you, my sister. Got one amen. I'm glad you didn't stay home. Amen. That's why sister can say amen. Amen. Because they're not in my kitchen, in my church, in my religion, in your mess. That's what you ought to say. Amen. I thank God. And I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes. And I thank God today that God was able to love me and I was still in sin. I was still a sinner. Amen. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. For God so loved this world. Jesus died And I thank God today, praise God, that the work that he was able to accomplish on that cross, on Calvary, hallelujah, is doing something in my life on, it's the first, right? On September 1st, 2024. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus died a long time ago. Yeah, I know, but I thank God today that the work that he came to establish would be an eternal work. Amen. Let's not forget who died. Alpha, Omega. As he was, amen, so he is, and so shall he always be. I thank God today, praise God, that I can have my confidence in Jesus Christ. Praise God. No use talking about any other people. Amen. Look out. I mentioned this to my French brothers and sisters. Amen. May as well break the bad news right off the top. Amen. It looks like my sister and I, amen, my wife and I, looks like we were gone for too long. Amen. Because then the wolf came in. We were gone for 9 weeks. And then the wolves started to come in. And people, some of my brothers and sisters, and this laid heavy. Amen. Since the day I came home, in 3 weeks, it was heavy on my soul, heavy, like a burden that I'm carrying. And my brother was singing today on the French side, take your burdens and lay it down. So I laid down some of my burdens. I laid down some of my burdens on the French side. Amen. And I don't want to burden anybody, but we need to be careful. Praise God. Amen. We were able to fellowship out west. We got to meet some of you for the first time. And I thank God today, amen, some of you, like, we're family. Amen. We've seen each other for a long time. And we long for that fellowship again. Amen. We got to make sure that the enemy is not coming in and sowing in the tares amongst the wheat. Because I'm looking at wheat today. Amen. I'm looking at wheat today. Amen, my brother. I'm looking at wheat today. Amen. My sister behind the camera, I'm looking at wheat today. Amen. Everybody else at home, all the names that I see on the board, we're missing some names. Share this link. Amen. I'm looking at your wheat today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to make sure, praise God, that the wheat stay wheat and the tares just, well, whatever. Amen. If the tares don't want to get saved, weeds, if you're wondering, well, what are tares? Not T-E-A-R, T-A-R-E-S. And the weeds. What was not planted by God? What was not officially planted in the vineyard? Amen. They're going to be there. I can't do anything about it. The Bible says they're going to grow. There's going to be wheat. There's going to be tares. The tares are there. Just don't hang around. Amen. Stick to the wheat and not to the tares. Well, how do I know who the tares are? Well, they haven't showed up here for a long time. They go online and blah, blah, blah against whoever's preaching, whoever's singing, whoever prophesies, who has an offering. Those are tares. And you know what that does? No pun intended, but that tears up tears me up on the inside. Because what's at stake is my soul. What's at stake is my sister's soul. Every single one of you listening today, what's at stake is what's that spirit that's inside of you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's like a mini sermon. Let's get back to praying. Let's put our hands up. Now you know what's coming. If you want to stick with me, stick with us for the next few minutes. We're going to get into the Bible. We're going to open up the Word of God. And we're going to read some instruction. Don't tell me what to do. Well, goodbye then. See you. I'll pray for you. Amen. Because God always has instruction. Someone say, you know what? It's good. It's good instruction. It's good for my soul. Good for my mind. It's good for my heart. You know what the Bible says? It's good for my navel. It's good for my health. It's good for my bones. Amen. I'll take the goodness of God any day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my sister. Hallelujah. Amen. At home, I want to hear you. We're a long way away or south of the border. Still, in the spirit, I want to hear you. I want your hands up. I want you to be grateful. I want you to be thankful. I want you to show God today that you are praise God. Blessed beyond last week. We were looking at the riches, and we're going to continue in that this week and next week. We're not going to get through it today. I didn't get through on the French side. I don't think I'm going to get through on the English side. And keep your hands up while I exhort. I'll pray and just give me 30 seconds. And when we begin to realize how good God is, how rich, He doesn't hold back. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. With that in mind, let's pray. Father in heaven, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory goes to you today. Nowhere else, there is nowhere else, nowhere, no one where we can be blessed at this magnitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not a Buddha. It's not a Muslim. That's the guy. Amen. It's not a Mohammed. It's not an Ayman. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Praise God. Lord, I thank God for Your word today. Amen. It's not a Dalai Lama. It's not a monk sitting on a hilltop somewhere. It's Jesus Christ that came unto His own and His own refused Him. They didn't receive Him. But that didn't stop Him from going to the cross. That didn't stop Him from becoming a Savior. That didn't stop Him, amen, from getting the power and the victory over the grave, over hell, and over death. And I thank God today, praise God, that that same Spirit that was in Him, that was in Him, that raised Him up from the dead, shall also quicken our mortal bodies. And I thank God today for that quickening Spirit inside each and every one of us today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray. Lord, I thank God for the message. The 3, 4, 5, or half a dozen verses that we're going to read, they're key to our salvation, to enduring unto the end, for the same shall be saved. Praise God. Give us health. Praise God. As our souls prosper today, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, the body will prosper in Jesus' name. Praise God. No more bad knees and bad hips and bad headaches, and bad backs and bad feet and bad doctor's reports and bad whatever else. The bad comes from the devil and it can stay nailed to the cross where Jesus Christ took our sin and our sorrow and our sickness and nailed it to that wood. That's where it is today. Because in me is resurrection life, resurrection power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, I pray that the message as it's about to come forth, that it is anointed. That anointing that breaks the yoke will anoint this message in Jesus' name. Praise God. Come against, amen, the tares. May we recognize a tear when we see one. We recognize the sound that is not the sound of our shepherd when we hear that voice. Strange voice, laughing and carrying on with the saints of God, like they all be saved and sanctified. When they don't like this place, they don't like the preacher, they don't like the preaching, they don't like the website, they don't like the camera person, they just don't like what You have given us. All these things, hallelujah, belongs in this storehouse. I gotta love it the way the French translated it. Amen. The storehouse, the French translated as a house of treasures. Because this is all good. Lord, I value these things above anything else. I don't care what will show up out of the cracks in the floorboards. What will be the headline news tomorrow morning makes no difference to me. Jesus Christ came and did a work on Calvary. Once and for all, it is said and done, and it is in me today. Lord, I pray that it be in my brother and my sister. I bless them in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank God for the anointed music. Praise God. Angels. Lord, when we need angels, the angels are there to minister unto us. Praise God. All the praise, all the honor goes unto You right now in Jesus' name. Bless those listening. I bless my brothers and sisters that have taken the time. They've set everything aside. Praise God. It's not the steak plate that's in front of them. It's bread which cometh from above. Hallelujah. They didn't have time to eat dessert. Dessert comes after. This is what comes now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Anoint the reading of the word. Bless it. Open up ears to hear, eyes to see. Open up our hearts to receive and perceive what thus saith the Lord today, what you have to say unto us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Keep your hands up for a moment or two. Be thankful. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I speak. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Psalm 75. Unto thee we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Praise God. I don't want to look for works of darkness. I don't want to look for works that belong or is being worked by the hands of the devil. The devil's doing all kinds of things. But thank God for God's holy people. Praise God. Peculiar people. Royal priesthood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for my brothers and sisters today. Lord, I thank God for strength in this vessel. Praise God that we make it through to as far as I got to go today without distractions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's give our God a good hand. I want everyone to clap. Praise God. At home, if you're still clapping, go right ahead and clap. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if there's a Bible in your hands, you may be seated. Say, what if there's no Bible in my hands? Get your Bible, then you may be seated. Praise God. Amen. And hallelujah. And I have my seat. I'm going to join you so I can make it through. Last week I had some issues. Praise God. Thank God for your text. You were writing saying, I'm praying for you. Flesh does some strange things sometimes. Amen. But you know what my example is? It's Paul, and somebody can look the scripture up. It's in the Acts, that much I know. When they stoned him and they thought he was dead, Paul gets up. I'm almost certain it was Paul. They left him outside the city. They said, yeah, he's dead. He's a goner. Paul gets up. He goes back into the city. I'd have gone home. Hey, I'm being honest with you. I'd have gone home. Paul gets up and goes back into the city. Amen. I was reading this week, again, it's Apostle Paul. He's being nice to his comrades. They're all prisoners on the island of Melite. He gets the firewood and the viper comes out of the fire, gets a hold of his, I guess, latches onto his arm. And I like the way the King James says it, where it says, and he shakes it off. Hallelujah. And kept on going. Amen. Now that's faith. That's the stoning? Yeah. Acts 14. Yeah, there's the whole shipwreck. Yeah, that's right. Acts 14, when they let her drive. Yeah, the shipwreck and the whole thing. And they finally find some land. And look at how Paul was blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Condemned to die. Amen. Oh, he must be a murderer. And then when he doesn't die, and when I said condemned to die, I meant condemned to die by under Roman law and the church that pressed against him. Now the viper bites onto him and they say, oh, well, he's going to die. That guy must be the murderer. He must be a mass murderer. He's got to be the worst one in the gang. And then when he doesn't die from murder, all of a sudden they're looking at him saying, he must be a god, from murderer to deity. Amen. And he says, you're not sleeping under the stars tonight. You can come to the governor's mansion. Goes into the governor's mansion. The governor's dad is sick. Paul goes in and heals him. Amen. See, we're talking about the riches of God. And that whole island came together because they saw the goodness of God. They saw a man of God in action. Like I said, I'd have packed up and gone home. I'm done. Throw a rock at me. I'm just trying to think, has anybody ever thrown a rock at me? Yeah, I know, I've been shot at. Gun put to my face. I know rocks have come through the windows. I don't know if anybody's ever thrown a rock. Rock under the tent. I can't say that's at me because they throw it up and you hear the rocks come falling down and rolling down under the tent. I guess I've never been stoned. I've never been shipwrecked either. Thank God. Hallelujah. Stuck in the ice 1 year, middle of February, on my way to Newfoundland. That's not shipwrecked. That's just parked. So a 7-hour trip. It took 26 hours because the icebreaker had to come out and clear the way. Amen. But look at what Paul has done and the actions or the acts that we do have in that book. And I want that to strengthen your faith. Amen. One of the verses recited this afternoon was, I didn't recognize the voice either, but I heard now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Amen. I think it was somebody young, sounded like a young person. Praise God. We need, you know what? This world needs more evidence. Now I'm going to bring in the we part. We need to be the producers. We need to have evidence in production. Well, what if we run out of resources? No, you're with God. And this is what we looked at last week. Amen. If you go into the depth, how deep is it? It's very, very deep. Someone can say very, very. If you look at the height, it's very, very high. If you look at the length, it's very, very long. And if you look at the breadth or the width, it's very, very wide. So this tells me whether I'm going down, whether I'm going up, whether I'm going to the length or the wide side or the long side, no matter where I go, God's resources are infinite. Amen? I know some of you are shocked. What do you mean you're going down? No, I know we are because we sing the song. I'm going up. I know we're going up. But here on this earth, I'll bring in the compass. If we got to go north, south, east, or west, God, amen, the infinite resources of God, the riches, we're looking, this is part two of the series, The Riches of God. Those riches are established for you and I. We read it last week in Philippians chapter 4 and the 19th verse. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is not something you just rattle off. Or the offering song that our sister wrote and sings when you bring in your tithes and when you bring in your offerings. And speaking of tithes and offerings, it's a reminder for some of you. Some of you don't miss. Your tithes, your offerings are there. It's the reminder for some of you saying, oh yeah, I think I owe God. After this program, you'll see. I mean, you'll see the work in Africa, and our Pastor Michelle was preaching in the streets with Pastor Abraham, Pastor Joseph, and in Benin. The Pastor Michelle and our brothers and sisters, I didn't count the heads, but I mean, the first time they had the food program on the go, there may have been 3 dozen children. Now it's you can't count it. Same thing with Pastor Michelle. There are 300 plus. So if you have not got involved yet and you want to, amen, my sister, glory to God. Amen. And if you have not been involved yet, amen, do something, praise God. Because the more, what I can see, amen, these men of God in Africa and the sisters as well that are singing and preaching, amen, as far as I can see, the more support they get, the more they preach. And souls are being saved. Amen. This week in Benin, the church was officially recognized by the government. And now we can, I guess we can do whatever the power of this church, marry, bury, and preach. We can buy land, establish land, and rent land, and open up a bank account. We can do all those things. Amen. Amen. So Pastor Jeremy is working hard, lots of questions, and in and out of the office, and in and out. And he says, it's just strange because head office is here in Montreal, yet we're establishing and we're doing a work so far away, they just want to make sure. Amen. So I thank God today, praise God, for those of you that have been showing your love and your compassion and will continue to do a work unto the glory of God. And this is what the Bible is teaching us. And our resources, as I said, when it comes to do the will of God, that God is with us. Like I said, whether I'm going deep or going high, whether I'm going long or whether I'm going wide, praise God. God is rich. Someone say, God is rich. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, is that just for you? No. Last week we read, amen, there's a Jew and there's a Greek. And in the Bible days, there was considered two categories of people, and that kind of made up everybody and anybody. A Jew, you were circumcised. A Greek, you were uncircumcised. But we're reading here last week. Remember what we read? Jew, Greek, circumcised, uncircumcised. The same Lord. Maybe we should go back and read this. Amen. Overall, in case you missed it, I want you to get this. Romans 10, verse 12. For the same Lord overall is rich unto all. That's you and me. That's the Jew. That's the Greek. Amen. That's the Canadian, the Albertan, the Newfoundlander. Who else is listening? The Americans. My sisters are listening. Hallelujah. Pastor Michelle is there. Amen. In Africa, the Africans. Someone say, unto all. Amen. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Doesn't matter how you look. See, the devil comes around, he knocks on your door and says, look at you. No. Amen. I am looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. My eyes are set on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. What else do I have to look at? Some kind of murky darkness? Some people coming in and they want their attention focused on them. I'm going to focus my attention on he that shed his blood, precious blood, if you please, for me on Calvary, made a way for me out of my sin, out of darkness, out of my religion, out of my stink, because the Bible says I was smelly and messed up. People come around, they say, this is what I think. It makes no difference to me. Amen. I have a mind that thinks like Jesus Christ because I have a mind, amen, the same mind that was upon that Jesus Christ had as the Bible instructs me. My mind has been renewed. Romans chapter 12 in the first verse. Hallelujah. And with my renewed mind, I don't look at my sister the way I used to look at people. I look at my sister that she can be blessed. Hallelujah. I look at my brother that he may be blessed. Praise God. My vision has changed. My thoughts have changed. My heart has changed. My mind has changed. Praise God. Anything else has changed? Yes. If any man be in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. Amen. All things have passed away, and not some of the things, not a few things, not the majority of things. The Bible says all things. And this is why on the French side, I was mentioning to people, gone after 9 weeks, and I get these reports and pictures coming my way, and I'm going, what is going on? I want to hang around. Amen. And I've mentioned this before, when you get into Hebrews chapter 11, I already quoted the first verse. If you keep reading, that's my entourage. I got no time to spend. If you got no time to be in this place today, and I'm not talking about people that you're so far away, and most of you listening, you are so far away. So that excuse will stand. Then my sister, my wife, and I, we made my fellow companion in the labor of the Lord. Amen. We drove all those miles and went all the way out west and up north, and tent was put up and whatever else. We didn't get to see everybody. So we're planning on going out again to see everybody, whenever that will take place, whenever. But we have to put a value into the house of God. We have to put a value into who has been set amongst our midst to encourage us, to teach us, to admonish us, amen, to exhort and to edify and to comfort through the Holy Ghost, to give us every opportunity that the decision that we have made, we need every opportunity to make it unto the end, for the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Then people show up, hey, if you don't believe like this, you're going to hell. Yeah? Well, I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm wearing a robe of righteousness. How I believe doesn't really concern you, because I stand and I answer before God. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I thank God today, praise God, amen, that God has made a way for me. And it's not your way. It's not what you think the way is. The way is Jesus Christ. There shall be a way, and that way shall be called a way of holiness. And that's where I stand today, praise God. Amen. In the eyes of God, undefiled. Amen. Judgment seat, Bema seat, Bema day judgment. This is God standing with Jesus Christ, the mediator. I don't want anything between me and God except his son, Jesus Christ, making intercession for me at the right hand of his Father. Give Jesus a good hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we find the time of day to spend, you know, to go visit and go on a road trip with them. When they don't like the gospel that's preached here. Amen. Because when I read the same, someone say the same. Amen. If it's not the same, then it doesn't come from God. We can read this again. It says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. It's the same Lord. You can show up with your other Christ, and the Bible says, amen, that you shall be damned. Amen. Let him be cursed. Amen. So when people try to curse what is blessed, see, when I'm told this week that somebody shows up and says, nah, you won't. The brother that took my place over 9 weeks, he's going to hell because this is the way he believes. You can't curse what God has blessed. This is what the Bible teaches me. And hell is a curse. Last time I looked, hell is a curse. And if you're going to send my brother or my sister to hell because they don't see the way, whoever you think you are, thank God for Jesus Christ. He came to make a way for us. And you know what? It's pretty clear. It's pretty simple. It's not all that complicated. Confess the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it in your heart. Confess it. Move your tongue so your tongue can speak life. His name is. Your tongue speaks life. His name is. Bring forth, amen. Make that confession so that Jesus Christ becomes Lord and Savior in your life. You're on your way. When God pulls the plug on this place, you were out. Amen. I'm not hanging around. Someone say amen. Amen. The same. Someone say the same. All their little differences. Yeah, well, a little leaven will take you to hell. That's what the Bible says. Amen. I heard a lying preacher this week. You know what he was lying about? He says, well, the Bible says unless two agree. So in my position, you don't agree with me that I should have gay couples and married gay couples and trans people and whatever in my church. So we just agree to disagree. Therefore, we agree and we can walk together. I said, I ain't walking with you. That's some messed up philosophy. Amen. We don't agree. You say you can't have gay people in your church. Yes, there's room for them right here at the altar. Sex outside of marriage, sex that's not condoned. In the beginning, it was not so. When God created you and I in His image, He made things right because God is a right God. And I'll extend that, amen, that terminology. God is a righteous God. Right God, righteous God, the righteousness of God. You understand what I'm saying. And then man comes and they end up, amen, with a perverted version of whoever they think God is or God should be or God would be or God could be. And the Bible says that they change the image of God. I thank God today, praise God, that the image that God has made me perfectly and wonderfully made, amen, that was, it was changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And here I stand today as a living witness to let the world know that Jesus Christ came to do a work. And I allow Jesus Christ to do a work in me and with me. Thank God for the potter's hand that made me who I am in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you glad Jesus came? Someone clap your hands. Give God the glory and the praise. At home, I trust you're clapping. Amen. Tired of people thinking, if you think you can get along with the devil, Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind. Amen. Don't allow this, don't allow these people to infiltrate. And you say, I wonder who he's talking about. They know on this side, because on the French side, I name some names. May as well. John did it. Paul did it. So it's biblical. I know most preachers stand there, I don't like to name names. Yeah, you name names when they're your buddies. Big name preachers. Drop a hat, bring in an offering. You name all the names you want. Then when it comes time to spell the devil's name out for who he is and for who he really is, all of a sudden, you ain't got no guts. I don't name names. Don't like to ruffle the feathers. Those are names that will take people to hell. Amen. This is my treasure. This is what keeps me alive. This is my treasure that's in my hands. Amen. And they're not welcome in the midst of where the saints are, of where the presence of God is. Because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. I don't want to be entertaining another spirit because then I lose my liberty. And I thank God today for that liberty wherewith Jesus Christ has come to set us free, praise God. That liberty which is in the truth, amen. Sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth in John 15. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the truth. Thank God for sanctification. Hallelujah. If that means you got to separate yourself, well, that's, after all, this is what God said. He said, be ye separate. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. And I shall be a father unto you, and you shall be a son and a daughter unto me. Then I will receive you. Well, I don't know who's tagging along, but he may not be received of God unless he comes asking for forgiveness. We're going to look at forgiveness as we read the next few verses. The same Lord over all. See, when the same Lord is over all, there's no divisions. So divisions don't come from the same Lord. Oh, you can try the Spirit, like the Bible says, but you better have the right answer. And not be, you know, befuddled, be fooled, be messed up, be mixed up. Because Paul told the church in Galatia, he says, the devil will show up like an angel of light. Come knocking at your door, and you're going to have to sit there and say, let me hold on for a moment. Joshua drew his sword, and he says, are you for me or against me? He wasn't taking any chances. I don't know what he saw, because we know that was that spirit, that angel. I don't know what he saw. It wasn't described to us, but Joshua wasn't taking any chances. Say, I'm not taking any chances. The visions don't come from God. Amen. Very high, very deep, very wide, very long. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, get your Bibles. It's hot. I need to thank God for the rain. Because I asked God for the rain, not because our friends were in the park. We help them out every year, and the message they were supposed to receive, or I trust they did receive, was, you know what, just don't do it today. There'll be a better day for you. So I wasn't praying for the rain to be nasty. I was praying for the rain because last week I overheated and I had trouble. So I prayed today, I said, God, you got to bring this temperature down a few degrees. So it rained for about an hour, and there was a lot of rain. It was coming down on the French side. And then I went in and checked the weather out on the weather app, and we lost 5 degrees. So it's cool. Amen. Praise God. So today, I should not overheat. My wife is making sure that my radiator stays full. Thank God for everyone listening. We're going to read Colossians. I welcome you. Be blessed. Share this link. Help me to evangelize. Colossians chapter 1. This is part 2 in the series looking at the riches of God. There's a subtitle. It says the riches of his grace. But you know what? There's a lot more than grace. Redemption. Repentance. Forgiveness. Mercy. Goodness. Verse 26, verse 27, Colossians chapter 1. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Someone say now. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. As we read last week, I'll give you the verse. It's in Ephesians. Preaching among the Gentiles in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, it's the unsearchable riches, which is what it is. It's unfortunate for the unbelievers. They can't come to grasp this. Because we look strange to them. See, they define riches as how big the fridge is. And there's not a Corolla parked in the driveway, it's a Corvette. With a full tank of gas. Or a bank account, not one bank account, but two bank accounts. This is how the world will quantify the riches or qualify the riches of whatever their kingdoms are. Well, that's when it gets worse. That's what destroys them, my brother says. And they look at their neighbor. Then you get emulations and you get jealousies and you get covetousness. Those devils are bad. Those emulations is when you emulate, you copy. My neighbor's got a new car. I want a new car. His kids has new skates. My kids get new skates. It's bad. I've been up against those devils for a long time. And those are bad devils. And they come, amen, they come in the trilogy. Trinity, that's the word. I'm like, well, yeah, it's both. Anyways, both. The jealousy, the covetousness, and the emulation. Or they look at the TV commercial or the billboard, and then they balance their livelihood, or they mortgage their livelihood, but then they balance their substance, going up against financial rewards or financial whatever. Amen. You want something that's right. You want something that's righteous. This is what you read. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that Jesus said, and all these things shall be added unto you. What's first? The kingdom of God. What comes from the kingdom of God? His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. What has descended from above? What we're eating today. Praise God. Amen. I thank God is manna which cometh from above. Amen. The bread of life. Not manna which comes from heaven. Jesus fed his thousands. God fed the millions. Amen. For 40 years, God did feed them. Jesus fed them a meal and they went home with a miracle in their stomach. But I thank God today, Father or Son, the Holy Ghost today that we have, we can be partakers of that table that God has prepared for you and I. And that table is doing my soul good today. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God is serving. Thank you, Jesus. Come and dine, the Master calleth. Come and dine. Amen. To whom, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That makes me rich on the inside. I don't have my wallet on me, but if I had my wallet on me, my wallet would be in my pocket. That's not so much on the inside. And there would be my bank book and my credit card and my Air Miles card and whatever else is in my wallet. In my pocket, that's not bad. But someone can say inside of me. Hallelujah. Now that's some good stuff. Amen. Because I think we all can relate to having something in your pocket and then you turn around, oops, where did that fall out of my pocket? Now you're backtracking, trying to find what was in your pocket. It's no longer in your pocket. What's inside of me? I don't care what the devil looks like or how big or tough he thinks he'll come and huff and puff and blow my house down. What's on the inside stays on the inside, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Someone say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not only that, when we read this, amen, this is what this is. The world doesn't understand this because they can only see with their eyes in the flesh. And this is what gets us in trouble. When the flesh is alive and we look at what our brother is doing, what our sister is doing. Like our brother said a minute ago, he said, looking at the neighbors. Hello, neighbors. Hello, neighbor. We're neighbors. And my brother, we're neighbors. I like your shirt. Real men pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I look at my neighbor, I want to see her blessed. Even when I look at my neighbor, every name that's on this board, I want to see you blessed. I've got nothing to say because blood was shed that saved your soul. Amen. Jesus Christ went to a cross. He didn't care who was mocking. He didn't care who was abusing. He didn't care who was lying. He didn't care who rose up against them. It made no difference. They didn't prosper for very long. Jesus was carried to the cross. They nailed him. They thought they had done him in. If that wasn't enough, they buried him. They thought they had done him in. But the Bible says on the third day, he came out. And I thank God today, praise God, he's still out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people think he'll just go back. Amen. There's no going back. When you defeat the grave, you don't have to go back. When you defeat death, you're not going to die anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. When you defeat hell, you're not going to end up in hell. Amen. And Jesus Christ, who is in me, he defeated. Amen. So with Jesus Christ in me, hell has been defeated. Death has been defeated. The grave has been defeated. Hallelujah. Someone say his name. I'm rich on the inside. And I didn't get this from church. Amen. Someone say the inner man. And I know some of you sisters are going, some of you say the inner woman. Amen. Hallelujah. On the inside. Ephesians chapter 1, praise his holy name, verses 7, 8, and 9. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Someone say redemption. I'm just describing to you, I'm just letting you know how rich you really are. I'm redeemed. by the blood of the Lamb. I don't care what city you live in. Try to get that out of Walmart. Some of you sitting there going, well, I got Costco membership. Good for you. Go to Costco. Try to get that. Walk into Costco. Show your card. Say, yeah, I'm looking to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. What aisle would that be in? It doesn't come from there. I want you to see what the difference is, what comes from this world or out of this world, and what you and I have received from God. I want you to draw a line and make a difference. Amen. And saying, this is rich. Amen. This is much more precious than silver, much more precious than gold, much more precious what comes out of this earth, purified or not, much more precious than the blood. We're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, much more precious than what any four-legged animal was able to produce after hundreds and thousands and multiple thousands of sacrifices. God came, looked at this earth and said, now I'm going to send a lamb. And I thank God that that lamb was, and I identified as Jesus Christ, amen, the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Rich in mercy. So you're not going to get redemption at the local, whatever, Home Depot. Through His blood, this is what makes you rich. Hallelujah. The forgiveness of sins. Have you been forgiven? Amen. Are you feeling rich on the inside? Make you feel good in the spirit. This is God's riches. On the French side, we didn't make it because I want to read some examples in the Old Testament where the earthly terrestrial riches can actually be quantified and precisely. We'll get there next week. But before we get there, I want you to realize what we have and who we are. I mean, young people, we're starting school. I know tomorrow's a holiday, but Tuesday, you're going to be in the confines of those classrooms. Let your friends know how rich you really are. So I can get you in on this. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. See, you can walk blessed. Someone say, I'm blessed. Abraham was blessed. And he prospered. Oh yeah, that's the Old Testament. Then you get into Galatians chapter 3, which is the New Testament. And Abraham's, how Abraham prospered, it wasn't just for him and his wife. Yeah, no, Isaac got into some of that too. Well, that was second generation. Let's go third generation. Jacob and Esau. I know they had their differences, but read on how Jacob prospered. And Esau too, as a nation. Not a godly nation, but there was. God's promise is God's promise. And for those who kept God's way, the blessing of the Lord was, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Remember what we read last week, the first verse? Amen. He is the same Lord unto all. He is rich unto all them that call upon Him. There it is. There's the condition. Say the name. I mean, if I call upon Him, there's a blessing? Try it. They who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a blessing. I'm still in verse 7. We have redemption. What kind of redemption? According to the riches of His grace. That sounds like good redemption. Say, I am redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb. By the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Overcome. Verse 7. We have redeemed through whom we have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of sins. According to what? The riches of His grace. wherein he hath abounded. I underline that word because, I mean, when we're talking about the riches, when we're talking about the infinite resources of God, amen, I like the word abundance. It should be neighboring. It should be close by at hand because we're talking about God. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. There's abundance with God. There's abundance with Jesus. There's an abundance with this word. There's an abundance of the depth. There's an abundance of the height. There's an abundance of the length. There's an abundance of the width. Talking about the riches of God. Someone say, I'm rich. Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made, verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Now we begin to see what God's purpose is. Amen. Turn the page. Ephesians chapter 2. Rich in grace, rich in mercy. Verse 4. Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, someone say rich. For his great love wherewith he loved us. Are you glad for his mercy? Amen. This won't work so much on the sister. I won't have you spin the camera around because they're in French. Gave Brother Simon a hard time. Find Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Or maybe you can show one or two so they get the idea. And can you zoom in? You twist one of those little knobby things. There you go. So we have this balcony that goes all the way around. And I'm going to read what's written on there. I think it ends. What are you showing, the last two? Or, yeah, the word I don't understand in French. Okay. On the balcony, starting from one end to the next, as you can see in gold, gold lettering, we wrote the fruit of the Spirit. And I want to read that to you. Because this comes with who we are. It starts on this side. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. That one's right. Joy. That one's right. Peace. I got that. Long-suffering, which French said patience. Gentleness, which is bonté. Goodness, which is there. Amen. Faith. Meekness and temperance. That's the fruit of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God is in you, working in you, this is what you have to work with. Amen. See, when you walk into the store and you pull out your wallet and you say, I've got a $50 budget. Actually, $50 won't get you much groceries. Get you probably two dozen eggs. That's about it. We need to pray for our leaders. Amen. Thank God for the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. If you want to eat cockroaches all day long, go right ahead. But my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Crickets. Did I say cockroaches? Crickets. Either or. I think there's more meat on a cockroach than there is on a cricket. They need to figure things out. I thank God that he has already figured it out for me. I just have to follow the instructions. Someone say amen. Amen. So when I say you take your wallet out and you look at your budget saying, this is where I have to stop spending. This is all I have. This is what we have. Amen. The wind blew my pages. Galatians 5:28. I want to read this again. This is what you and I have to work with. Praise God. This is what God has given us through his Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Amen. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Praise God. And look at how this verse concludes. Let me get the, here it says, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. Amen. If we live in the Spirit, actually the Bible does say live. If, Amen. I just want to be a little more positive, amen, because we're not living the if, but there's the condition. That's conditional. You and I, my brothers and sisters, we're saved, we're sanctified, we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Someone say amen. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Amen. We do not walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. Amen. So we walk after the Spirit. Let us also walk. Amen. We live after this in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Verse 25. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. And I'm going to make a note to bring this up next week in the French because we didn't read verses 24, 25, and 26. We sure talked about it, though. To be in a position where the Spirit of God, as I said a few, did I say this in English? I think I did. That the eyes that have been renewed in me, I don't look at my sister and I don't look at my brother the same way I used to look. I need to see Christ. If they're showing Christ, I will see Christ. Amen. That's the faith that is in me. That's why I pray. This is why, amen, that I'm on my knees to fast. This is why, amen, I'm here in the house of God. To be a blessing to my brothers and sisters with the same heart, excuse me, the same mind, the same spirit, the same, amen, one doctrine, one way, one truth, one baptism. When did the Holy Ghost sit in the upper room? There was 120. We're not 120 here today. It should be a little more easier by faith. Amen. But when you read in the Acts, when did the Holy Ghost come and sit on them like tongues of fire? Amen. When they became of what? One accord. I don't know if they had any issues going in, but coming out, there was no more issues because they were filled with the Holy Ghost, one Spirit, the same Lord that told those 120. I don't know what happened to the 500 because the Bible says upwards of 500 saw Jesus Christ after resurrection. Amen. Now, what happened to the 380 other folks? I don't know. But thank God there was 120. And thank God Peter walked out of that room filled with the Holy Ghost and began to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. He said, who you crucified, you laid him down. You drove nails through his hands and through his feet. But he came out of the grave. And I thank God today they were added to the church because of that Holy Ghost indwelling that Peter had and was able to bring forth what thus saith the Lord, what the folks needed to hear, baptized, and they heard it in their own language. Amen? In whom? Rich in grace, rich in mercy. Are you rich? Amen? So what do you have to work with? I've got goodness. I've got faith. I've got temperance. I've got meekness. Amen. I've got love. Amen. I've got joy. I've got peace. Long suffering. And I'm gentle. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 22, 23. Amen. French folks have patience. There's still nine. Amen. I'm not adding. Just the translations are a little different. I want to get to my text where we're going to spend some time. Let's go back to Romans chapter 2. Amen. Are you glad for the reading of the word? It's going to change the way we think. We need to be careful. Don't allow your soul to be jeopardized. Amen. God has given us an order, and it's a godly order. And a godly order is a good order. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, Mr. and Mrs. Brown are listening. Be blessed, my brother and sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're going on a honeymoon or not, but the best way to start your honeymoon is, I'm in church today. Praise God. My brother Kwesi, sister Kayla, I love you guys. Blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. And what God has brought together, let no man put asunder. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And very quickly, you'll be like my wife and I, sitting there saying, because in 3 weeks, it's going to be 39 years. Hallelujah. It was almost like overnight where I was standing here at the altar. I thought she was coming in, but uh-oh. Amen. Praise God. I just want you to know the joy that it is to be serving God. Amen. I know sometimes the flesh doesn't cooperate, but I'm done with you in a little while anyways. Amen. So I'm not too worried about the flesh. Had Jesus been worried about the flesh? Oh, there you are. He's talking about 39 years. Amen. Praise God. You remember the day? Amen. Praise God. Had Jesus taken his flesh into consideration? Look at your hands. Is there a hole in the palm of your hand? Jesus took that hole. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at your feet. Some of you are kicking it back right in your living room. Your feet are up. I got shoes on, but look at your feet. They look good because Jesus went to the cross on your behalf, on my behalf. Now, the next verse I want to read. I'm going to ask you a question before I read Romans 2, verse 4. So what are you and I, what are we going to do about it? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Couldn't be bothered. That's what despise means. I've got no time for that. I'm staying home today. I'm going to go for a joyride. After all, I was in church last Sunday. This Sunday, I'm sure God won't mind. Why don't you ask him and not yourself? Because when you ask your flesh for its opinion, what it thinks, you're going to get into trouble. So when your flesh develops an opinion and you walk around and you're telling people, murmuring and not happy, ready to abandon the cause. Moses stood by his people for 40 years. Made sure they got their food every day or 6 days a week. Freshly delivered. Sent by God. I wonder if Moses ever sat there in his tent saying, you know what? I'm not getting in. I'm out of here. Why should I hang around with these people? But Moses stuck it out. Was Moses bitter against his servant? Nah, Joshua, I don't see why God's going to let you in. He's not going to let me in. Who does that sound like? Oh, some of you, I wasn't expecting that answer, but some of you said, sounds like a devil. Amen. When it sounds like a devil, that's because it is a devil. See, the Bible doesn't tell us that's not the heart that was in Moses. Some of those thoughts would have crossed my mind. I'd be sitting there, God, sanctify this mind. Because I'd be sitting there saying, why is Joseph, why is Caleb, and all the rest of us? We're not going to make it to the other side. I've got something else better to do. But Moses stuck it out with his people, with the people of God. Moses had a calling upon his life, and he's not even washed in the blood. See, our flesh sometimes is so quick and so, I don't know if eager is the right word, but sometimes I think I've seen some eager flesh in my day, so I'm going to use that word. It's so eager, it's so quick to snap and say something, and it breaks the unity of the Spirit of God. God is not the divider. So when someone comes along and they have a spirit of division, they have, you know, they have a word of division, and they try to split, they try to put a difference, they try to put, and I don't care if it's the size of leaven, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And you and I today, my brothers and sisters, if you're saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, we're all part of that lump. And if I let leaven in, it leavenizes, I don't know if that's a word, but it leavenizes your lump, your part of the lump. And some of you know what, amen. I like that word, leavenizes, amen. If I let in some leaven, it leavenizes your lump, the other way around. And if you let in some leaven, it's gonna leavenize my part of the lump. So God forbid, the devil is a liar, I'm gonna do everything to make sure that that leaven stays away from the lump, hallelujah. From the pastry, from that bread, that loaf. Because we're in on this, we're all in on this together. Amen? Hallelujah. Even my sister sang, I didn't speak much on the song service, but she was singing, I've got my mind made up. My mind is fixed. I love my sister. I love my brother. I love Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I'm not here, amen, to develop my own kingdom or to build upon my own kingdom, small little K down here on this earth. I don't walk into church to let people say, amen, let people know, let me show them what I can do. Well, without God, you can't do anything. May as well speak the truth. I'm glad for my sister Emma Grace and for sister Naomi. They sit up on behind the drums and they play. Now, what would happen if they got off? Because they're only 14? 15, sorry. They're only 15 and 10. I'm 62. Now what happened if they would get off and I'd sit down and say, let me show you what I can do. Where's that gonna go? Oh, you wanna preach? That's true, I asked you and somebody yelled out, that goes straight to hell. That's where it belongs. And that's where it comes from. And if it comes from hell, you may as well send it back to hell. Amen? Because I'm not here to glorify myself and what I can do. I need to have a spirit of humility, a spirit of subjection, a spirit and the mindset that is in me saying, without Christ, without God, I can do nothing. So I will sit there and glorify God. So when I walk in through the gates into heaven, the angels will sit there and say, that's the guy that hit the cymbals unto the glory of God. That's the guy that banged on the snare unto the glory of God. That's the guy who kicked the kick drum unto the glory of God. That's the guy who made a sound and he made a joyful noise unto the Lord, unto the glory of God. He wasn't there, amen, in a fleshly, carnal demonstration, but he was giving God the praise. He was giving God the glory. He was giving God the honor. Hallelujah. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And then when that's all, amen, praise God. Amen, that'll take the I. Amen, that'll take the self and put it where, as John the Baptist said, I decrease in order that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shall be on the increase every day. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, we were gone for 9 weeks, and all of a sudden people begin to infiltrate the way I see it. Well, it's a good thing that you have no business inside this church, but rather it's God's business, because it's the way God sees it. It's the way God has implemented his plan into the very action, into the very course where we are following what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're not going to end up like we said a few minutes ago. If it sounds like hell, send it back to hell. Amen. That's what Paul said. Let it be accursed. I don't want another gospel as such. I want a gospel which is proceeded out of God's mouth. So what are we going to put into action? Are we going to despise what God has given us? Are we going to despise, amen, the fruit of the Spirit? Are we going to despise the riches? Listen, he said, are you going to despise thou the riches of his goodness? Romans 2 verse 4. And forbearance. I've taught on this before, but for those of you who are new, Ephesians chapter 4, you read the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 verses. The word forbearance is there. Like I said, I can sit down and sit there and say, look at me. No! Because the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This is who is supposed to be on display. Say his name, Jesus. Amen. See, I want my sister to grow up and play better than me and not take, I'm just trying to do some math, what's 62 minus 8? 54. And not take 54 years to get there. Amen. No, 62 minus 8 is 54. I've been playing for 54 years. So as good as I can play, I hope she can play like that tomorrow morning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Emma Grace. But you do need to practice. That's amen. Hallelujah. But it took me a while to get there. It also took me a while, amen, because I remember those thoughts. Amen. Wait till I drop this 32-note triplet. And sister in the back. Sister in the back doesn't even know what that is. God's talking to me saying, hang on for a moment. What is worthy unto God? What will be acceptable as we present, amen, our sacrifice, our offering unto God, amen, which is, it's our reasonable service, yes, but it needs to be acceptable when well-pleasing unto God. It's not about you, it's not about me, it's about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And once you have that spirit in you, once you have this understanding in you, you'll stand on the street, you'll be driving around the Jesus trailer in English or in French, you'll be handing out a Bible, you'll be in Africa preaching in the streets and letting the world know that Jesus Christ is not dead, but he is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. In full display will be Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the word forbearance, what I'm coming up to. To restrain, you have every right. God has every right to punish you and I. But God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. Is God forbearing? Yes. Is that same spirit in you and I? Yes. Amen? Long suffering, 2 Peter 3:9. Someone ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father in heaven, for waiting for me. Some of you just showed up a short while ago. Thank you, Father in heaven, for waiting for me. I'm going to pray in a few minutes, but listen. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance? This is tough on the flesh. And I understand that. but somewhere I feel the love of my Father through the chastisement so that we can bring this flesh again under subjection. Amen. We have a ways to go. We're not there yet. So what are you going to do? Are you going to despise the riches? God's house? I know the King James says storehouse, but the French translated that saying house of treasures. This broadcast for however long it lasts on Sunday. Every word. Those of you who were on the French side, remember what I said? Every word is a treasure. Amen. Every verse that is quoted or that is recited is a treasure. Every note that's played on the organ or that's played on the guitar, it's a treasure. Because it's giving my soul life. It's rejuvenating. I walk into God's house, into his storehouse, place of refuge, the sanctuary. And I'm not going to despise what God has in store for me. This is his storehouse. In fact, I'm looking forward to Sunday, saying when pastor's going to open up the Word of God, what's he going to read today? What verse is he going to read and reread? Break it down. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray in a couple minutes because this is what I want. If you are not in that position today, then we're going to pray. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray together. The Bible says to pray one for another. Remember the teaching. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about and him crucified. Hallelujah. You may have every right, but because there's a spirit of forbearance in me, I'm going to restrain myself from what I'm about to say. Because sometimes, and this has happened to me, you say the wrong thing, you got to go into I'm sorry, you got to go into forgiveness mode, you got to go into pardon me mode. Some people can't handle that. You got to do it. Don't be the offender. Because if you're the offender, if you offend one of these little ones, somebody's saying, explain that to me. So if you're the offender, Jesus said, you're better off to tie a rock around your neck and throw yourself off the bridge. Jesus said it, not me. I'm going to try to make sure that you don't get to that point. The least of the littlest ones. Got to be careful. Amen. I was talking to somebody once. Once we broke bread together. It was race. It did work. There's stuff. The handles, they're all sanded down. He did that. One of them. There's three brothers that did it. He was one of them. Sanded all those handles and varnished them. Looks good. 20 years later. 30 years later. 40 years later. It's been a while. Last time I saw him, he began to rail on me. You're this, you're that, you're nothing but a this and a that, and a that, and a so on and so forth. Whatever. Didn't move me that much. I tried to calm him down. Right, let's talk about this. Let's talk through this. And then he started on my brothers and sisters. Brother and so-and-so, he's like this, but sister so-and-so, pastor this and whatever else. And that's when I stopped. I tried to stop him. I said, hang on. You can say whatever you want to say against me because I'm here. Whether I defend myself or don't defend myself, I really don't care. That's up to you. But now you're going to stop talking against my brothers and my sisters. And be careful what comes out of your mouth next. Well, that's when I showed up out west. Some of you saw me. I had a jaw was a little bit crooked. My eye was all blue. Lori got blamed for it, but it wasn't him. It was, well, I named some names and praying for my brother Robert. Amen. I forgot I was talking to an ex-boxer. So I got boxed. Trying to defend my brother and my sister. Haven't seen him since. I still pray for him. Lord, have mercy. Amen. See, brother, little one right there? I know it's Alexis, but he's the little one. I don't want to be an offense. I don't want to be an offense to the singer. I don't want to be an offense to the camera person. Amen. What is going to happen is we're going to evaluate what God has given us and see that it is completely priceless, beyond our reach. This is the riches. If some of you thought this sermon was going to get you rich and your refrigerator full and your bank account full, well, sorry to have let you down. But I got something better. Amen. I'll put it in the immortal words of Peter and John. They said, silver and gold we have none, but such as I have, give I thee. And then he reached him, and silver wouldn't have gotten that man on his feet. Gold wouldn't have gotten that man on his feet. But Peter reached out and he pulled him up. He said, if you have trouble understanding what we're saying, there's nothing going to hit the bottom of your cup today, but you're going to get up and you're going to go leaping and praising into the house of God. Hallelujah. That man became rich that day. Amen. Blind Bart sitting there with his cup. Just pretend I'm holding a cup. I'm too tired to get that cup. For illustrative purposes only. Blind Bart sitting there with the cup. Expecting change to buy his next meal or to pay the rent. When he hears a commotion, he says, who's that coming? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Forgot about a few coins. But he became rich that day because silver and gold would not have opened his eyes, but Jesus Christ. Amen. When he said, Jesus looked at him and said, what do you want me to do? He said, I want my eyesight. And his eyesight was restored unto him. Hallelujah. That made him rich. He went home rich. He didn't have a platinum car, but he went home rich. Amen. Hallelujah. If thou would, Mark chapter 8, can you make my son whole? Yeah, I will. Oh, Lord, help my unbelief. They went home rich. No more troubling spirit. The woman looked at Jesus and said, if all I got to do is eat some crumbs, I'll be happy with the crumbs. Jesus stood back and said, woman, great is thy faith. There ain't faith like this in all of Israel, but you come from Samaria. You come from outside. You come from a different church. You come from a different belief system. You come from a different nation altogether, and you come to me. Go home, praise God. Amen. Whatever you want, whatever needs is required in your daughter's life, she is made whole. She went home rich. Let's all stand. I am rich. Hallelujah. Put your hands up. I'm going home rich. Hallelujah. 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 Father in heaven, the flesh felt it today, but I give you all the praise and the glory. Your name is holy. Your name is hallowed. And it's all about you, because you so loved. Father, Lord, I pray that each and every one of us today, we have decreased. However much we needed to have decreased, we have decreased. So that your Son, Jesus Christ, will be increased or has been increased. Get our flesh out of the way. Get our carnal thoughts out of the way. Hallelujah. Some folks tried to show up. Lord, I pray that my brothers and sisters have a protection around them in Jesus' name. Well, they might have to say goodbye to their dad. They might have to say goodbye to their friend. They might have to say goodbye to an ex-deacon. But in order that we be sanctified in Jesus' name, in order that our souls be protected in Jesus' name, we'll recognize another gospel, recognize what is false and recognize what is true, Lord. Speak to us through your Spirit. To be found in your word day after day is going to make a difference in our lives. We're not going to despise it. We're not going to abhor it. We're not even going to think about it, because we know what proceeds out of your mouth. It's life. It's spirit. It is how we live. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray whatever the circumstances are, that we come to an understanding, that we come to the knowledge. This is what you want to show us. One Lord. Overall. No divisions. I come against them. Every dividing spirit in Jesus' name. Leave. Get out. In Jesus' name. Out of our hearts, out of our minds. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, everyone listening today, the saints in Rimby, young children, and the day off tomorrow, but then back to school. Protect them, give them that strength that they need. Let them know how rich they are, because they sat and heard the preaching for. I'm going to pray for Madison right now. Whatever they're trying to do in the hospital, make her, she's whole right now. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. The saints in Newfoundland, our saints, our brothers and sisters in Africa. That we have an understanding that it's not about who we are, but it's about your Son, Jesus Christ. And through him, by him, what we have received of you through your Spirit, we're rich. We're not in lack. Lord, give us this understanding as we go through the week, as I said, in school, adults at work, in the playground, our employees, our employers. Make a difference for us wherever we go. Lord, we love your word. The understanding of it, your Spirit that leads us and guides us, the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I pray for health from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. strength, joy of the Lord's strength. In Jesus' name. Curse whatever is not of you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Someone asking for forgiveness right now, I come against the perversion, the addiction, the disobedience, the shame. Father in heaven, may they ask for your mercy, be merciful, and be merciful unto them. As far as the east is from the west, forgive their trespass, their iniquity. Wash them in the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Repentance, forgiveness, redemption. This is what makes us rich. And I thank God it's there for us through Jesus Christ, one Lord unto all, Father in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all those that spent their precious time with us this afternoon. The reading of the word made a difference in our lives. We're closer, but we're still pressing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you for these things in the name of Jesus. Bless the tithes and the offerings that came in as you supply all our need. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If this was your time to have asked God for forgiveness, you're saying, how long does it take? It's done. God's been waiting. If you made that decision right now, that Jesus Christ has become Lord and Savior in your life, best decision anybody has ever made. And I'm glad that you made that decision. Be blessed with the Word of God, the understanding of it, and what we read and how we read it through the Spirit. Someone say, thank you, Jesus, for the Word which I received today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you set up the African video? Amen. We got some more. I already mentioned it to it. It's going to play as soon as I'm done. It's going to play. You're listening to That's the Truth. I thank you so much for your time that we spent together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for his understanding. Like I said, the chastisement was there, but I felt the love of the Father on his son, on his daughter today, in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't want people trying to sneak in and then sneak out with the goodness of God. A brother or a sister lost. No more losing ground. From this day forward, agree with me, from this day forward, no more losing ground. No more losing souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. The riches of God. Amen. I trust that you have received what the Spirit of God has had for us today. And when the program ends in a few seconds, you'll sit back and say, you know what? I really am rich. Amen. My brother prays for me. My sister prays for me. Praise God. Makes me rich on the inside. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Until the next time, continue in the riches. Don't despise them, but continue in the riches of God. And be blessed. My name is Lincoln. Thank you so much for listening to That's the Truth. Praise God. Thank you so much for your time that we spent together. It blessed me. I trust that you are also blessed. And we'll see you shortly. We'll see you again. Praise God. In the meantime, be blessed. Let's give our Father in heaven a good hand tonight.
Well, I trust the word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.